It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Beyoncé's former drummer, Kimberly Thompson, claims that Beyoncé is hell-bent on destroying every aspect of her life, including her career, relationships, and finances, all out of jealousy. Apparently, Beyoncé practices witchcraft casting spells on the drummer's cat and on her, which allowed her to be manipulated sexually. I'm not sure how that works. What her cat being manipulated has to do with her being manipulated, I don't know. I don't want to know. She even believes Beyoncé has paid people to fire her from jobs. The drummer said that she hopes others who have been in similar situations are inspired to do the same and stand up for themselves. Yes, if you also think that you are being personally victimized by Beyoncé's witchcraft, please call into the Joe and Alex Show, 317-239-1009. Here she is talking about how her cat started acting wackadoo, so she decided to bring it to a psychic.
I ended up calling two psychics, and they were like, the cat has a spell on it. And I said, well, what about this person, you know, that we are discussing at this time? They're like, yes, this person put a spell on a cat, and you need to get rid of it, you know, like right away, you know.
Bill Cosby will receive less than 3 years in prison for the 2004 rape of Andrea Constand, the former Temple University employee. The judge added that Cosby was looking at a total jail time of 22 to 34 months in final sentencing. Dancing with the Stars season 27 kicked off its two-night premiere featuring celebrities ranging from a social media star last night to grocery store Joe from Bachelor in Paradise to stars from television, movies, radio, and the world of sports. So grocery store Joe from Bachelor in Paradise, do you think he did the best of the night or the worst?
Probably the worst.
Yeah, he ended the night with a 14 out of a score of 30. That's the highest. Oh. He got the lowest score of them all last night. At the other end of the pack, singer Tinashe and former NFL player DeMarcus Ware each earned 23 out of 30, the highest scores of the night. Fuller House star Juan Pablo DePace also did pretty well with a 22 and a standing ovation for his extremely sexy number. Dancing with the Stars runs Mondays and Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time for its first 2 weeks before sliding back to its usual Mondays. Bobby Bones, the radio personality, did pretty well. He got a, I think it was a 20. So he didn't do bad at all. He was maybe like tied for third or fourth place. And then Alexis Wren did even better than Bobby. She maybe tied for second, I think. Yeah, she did really, really well. She is, if you don't know, like an Instagram model. And they did her little like bio opener to introduce her on the show. Like doing pictures for Instagram. That was her little thing.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Panic at the Disco has confirmed that touring guitarist Kenny Harris will no longer perform with the band after sexual misconduct allegations. The band tweeted, "Touring musician Kenny Harris will no longer be performing with us because of a personal matter." The announcement comes after a fan claimed that she had exchanged messages with Harris while she was under the age of consent and shared screenshots to support her claims. He himself has not directly responded. So, creeper. And while promoting their new movie, Night School, co-stars Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart sat down with E! News and shared some of the craziest things they've done for love when they were in school.
I used to put grapefruits in my training bra and like gradually every week get it bigger and bigger and bigger, hoping that I would get a boyfriend out of that.
Gosh.
And then one day one of the grapefruits fell out and I was like, it was warm too. And I was like, you want a grapefruit? The grapefruit juice.